There's no place that I would rather that you be than in my presence and in my love, saith the Spirit of grace. For much of my church have only attained to one level. Many come to sit at my feet, but few come to touch my face. Many have come to have my hands touch them, to receive of my hands their provision for spirit, soul, or body. Many come looking to receive of what my hands provide. Many come to my presence asking of my hands to supply the power. Many ask of my mind, what is your mind? But few come and spend the time to get to know me face to face, saith the Spirit of grace. Do you not know at the end of this age that I will return you to the garden, saith the Spirit of grace? What man began in the garden, I will also return you to a perfect planet. There will be no flesh to conquer then. You will not ask of me. There will be nothing of provision that you will lack. There will be no kingdoms to conquer. There will be no loss to win. There will be no claiming of my word of promises for your provision or for your health. The end of all things will be that you will be forever in a place of my presence and communion in the power of the Holy Ghost. Why not in this age go to the end of all things, saith the Spirit of grace? Learn to touch my face and to kiss my lips. Learn a place where after you have presented your petitions before me, that you ask of me to come to a place of knowing me beyond any place that you've ever known, saith the Spirit of grace. For there is no place that I would rather that you be. For this is the fullness. Many say, if I can win the lost, I will be a great pleasure to him. And I say to you, yes. But I say to you that there is a greater pleasure in my heart and in the heart of my Father than winning the lost. There is a greater pleasure than you raising the dead in my heart. My pleasure is that you spend time. The greatest pleasure is what I have created you for and what I will return you to. That you spend time coming to know me. And out of this will all things proceed. For the church has not known me in this way. My ministers have not presented me this way. But I call you to this perfect place. To this place where love will never fail, saith the Spirit of grace. Touch my face. Touch my brow. Kiss my lips. Come to know me as I whisper things to you. You cannot hear the things that I will whisper if you're too busy. These things in which I tell you cannot be done in maintenance as you go about your day. This does not change my love for you. But you will not kiss my lips and you will not hear my sweet whispers of intimacy as you go about your day in busyness without this place that I'm calling you to. Then, if that place is fulfilled as you go about your day, you will continue to hear the echoes and the resounding of intimacy and the sweet whispers in everything that you do and everything that you say. Listen to these words. For on the other side of these words are great harvest. First for you and then for them. I come to heal my church. But my intent is beyond healing. My intent is intimacy. For this you will return to, saith the Spirit of grace.